Services were held in Downingtown this morning for Pennsylvania State Police Corporal Timothy O'Connor Jr. The 40-year-old was shot and killed in the line of duty while conducting a traffic stop in Chester County earlier this month. O'Connor leaves behind his wife, Casey, and young daughter, Kenzie. Casey O'Connor praised the fallen officer as a father.
Tim was the best husband. I hit the husband lottery. He was raised to be a true partner in our marriage and to put our needs above his own. He worked hard to build us a beautiful life, taking pride in the way he cared for us.
The assailant who killed O'Connor then turned the gun on himself. A city hearing about expanding workforce development in Philadelphia highlighted efforts to find workers to fill positions. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
The hearing highlighted the need for stakeholders to secure funding to address gaps in available positions. Cynthia Figueroa of Jev's Human Services says not only jobs, but training and support services need to expand.
We continue to see persistent gaps in education, where we have too many overaged, undercredited young people who have a difficult time accessing the opportunities that can be available to them, and limited funding for that level of education attainment. The rising cost of living outpaces wage growth, affordable childcare, transportation, and the cost of getting a degree or credential can place individuals out of those opportunities.
Carol DeFries of the City College for Municipal Employment explained $10 million is not enough investment. More money is needed for training, apprenticeships, and other bridging programs for municipal employment. The City's College for Municipal Employment is also working to place people in the private sector. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
After some clouds earlier this morning, skies are clear, sun is out, it's a beautiful day, but it is brisk outside in Center City, Philadelphia, 40 degrees right now. Looking ahead to the evening, skies stay clear and temperatures drop down below freezing by around 11 p.m.